What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door, with your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, May 7th, being brought to you by the Queen City Jazz Fest. You can join us for the 5th annual Queen City Jazz Fest. It's coming to town on Saturday, June 15th, and headlined this year by Michael McDonald. Quiet as kept. I'm so excited about this show. But more so for Jonathan Butler. Oh, my God, I love Jonathan Butler. He's going to be there also. And Gerald Albright. Tickets are on sale right now. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Meek Mill missed out on a huge bag. The rapper's team submitted a request at the beginning of March for him to travel to Abu Dhabi for business. The deadline for the judge's signature was March 15th to travel at the beginning of April. Well, Judge Brinkley signed the request on March 19th, so he missed his trip. How much did he miss out on? $450,000. She gonna have to stop this. This is crazy. All right, a Texas woman wants Chris Brown to stop doing voodoo-ish stuff on her son. The woman traveled all the way to the singer's house in L.A. in hopes that he remove the curse that she believes Chris inflicted on her son. She went so far as to throw Bibles over the security gate, hoping that would help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Officers responded and took the woman in for evaluation. Her son was put into protective custody. Luckily, Chris was not at home during this incident. Also, remember earlier this week I told you all about his new album. It's going to have 30 songs on it. Well, he gave us a release date. Go ahead and mark your calendar for June 21st. Congratulations to Common. The rapper delivered the commencement speech at FAMU's graduation over the weekend, and he received a doctorate of fine arts from the HBCU. Congratulations. Wendy Williams' estranged husband wants her to pay up. Kevin Hunter is seeking spousal support and child support for their 18-year-old son. Wendy Williams filed for divorce last month amidst cheating and abuse rumors. Kim Kardashian is still helping free prisoners. Mrs. West and her legal team have helped 17 prisoners gain freedom over the last 3 months, each of them having been given life sentences without parole. And these are all for low-level drug offenses. It's all a part of her 90-day of freedom campaign launched by a couple of lawyers. Kim foots the bill, and then the lawyers do all of the lawyering. So congratulations to all of those that got out and Kim Kardashian. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.